This is Coastal Connection, our spotlight on the community. I'm Terry Wright, and today we're happy to have Teresa Clifton in the studio. She's the Executive Director of the Brevard Humane Society. Tell us about the Humane Society.
We were established in 1952. The community leaders at that time created the Humane Society and established it on Clear Lake Road in Cocoa, so it would be in the central part of the county. We service animals from Mims to Palm Bay, one end of the county to the other. The 60s, we moved out to Cox Road in Cocoa. We have about 5 acres out there, but we get a variety of cats, dogs, puppies, kittens, mice, rabbits, hamsters, gerbils, birds. We're happy to have become a no-kill in 2006. That means we do not euthanize healthy, adoptable animals. If they are sickly and there's no treatment for them, we do euthanize them so they don't suffer. And if they're really mad and we can't find someone that can communicate with them, then we do euthanize them so that they don't hurt themselves or anybody else. The animals are treated just as if they were our own, but they're in daycare until they find their forever home.
And that's one of the things that you've been very creative about, coming up with different ways to find the individuals out there who are looking for a forever pet. You've got a new one coming up. This one sounds quite interesting.
It is. I was complaining about the 100 kittens that we have in foster care. When they become 8 weeks old and 2 pounds, they're going to be coming back to the shelter. And how will I find all of them homes? And this is how we came up with the Kitty Cat Scamper. Basically, we took the mat from a Twister game and the different colors on it. You find the kitty of your dreams. It could be a kitten or a cat. We place it on the mat and we give it 10 seconds. And in 10 seconds, wherever its front paws are placed, we pull the tag color and behind it, it tells how much it is to adopt it. It could be free. It could be $10. It could be $25. It could be $50. But they all come spayed or neutered already. They've been feline leukemia and AIDS tested, and they are on frontline for fleas. They're ready to go. So the only cost other than the adoption fee is if you want a microchip. Microchipping is $25, and that's for the life of the animal. You don't have to do anything else. That way you know that if the kitty gets out then ends up in a shelter or at a vet's office, they'll scan it and they're universal. Which, by the way, we're doing $15 microchipping until the 4th of July because we know that the noises from that activity makes animals run. So we encourage people to do that. But the kitty cat scamper is really funny because when you're in the kitten room and all the kitties want to get in on the action, you want to keep up with yours and see where they end up in 10 seconds. We've had some that decided they were going to be free, and that's okay too because we have pretty much every week we have more kittens coming back from foster care, and we're spaying or neutering them and putting them up for adoption. So we've got a long way to go before the kitten season is over. June is Adopt a Shelter Cat Month because of the peak of kitten season, but we see them all year long, but more so in the June and July timeframe.
Okay, so what are the details?
It is going on at the shelter on Cox Road, 1020 Cox Road in Cocoa. It's a half mile east of I-95. It's also going on at our Merritt Island Adoption Center. It's right off Courtney Parkway near State Road 528, 155 Pioneer Avenue. The activity occurs the hours we are open, which is for adoptions, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. every day, except for Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. The shelter is open until 7. So we're doing it every day until everybody gets adopted, right up until the 4th of July.
And you do have a website they can go to if they want to get more information on this event or any of the animals that you have.
Absolutely. They can go to www.brevardhumanesociety.com or they can go to crittersavers.com.
Thank you so much for coming in, Teresa. I hope you place a lot of kittens and cats in forever homes.